702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, let's catch up with what's happening on the rest of the continent. As always, a pleasure to speak to you, Crystal Audison, still in Abuja in Nigeria. Let's start with the story in Sudan. We've seen, of course, protests just not going away against President Bashir there. They're intensifying, and now all the universities have been closed.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. In fact, overnight, the South African arm of the Sudanese opposition movement informed me that today has been announced as the day of departure, as they say that, President al-Bashir has to go. So we've seen all the major universities, we're talking about 100 private and about 40 public universities, have been shut down by the Minister of Education because, of course, they are scared that, university students will come out in their droves in anti-government protest. In fact, they fear an Arab Spring situation because students, of course, have a long history of involvement in Sudan. And so, of course, activists and university professors say, look, this is simply to suppress the voices of the opposition, but it's not going to stop them from coming out today. Of course, we know Human Rights Watch have indicated that the death toll is over 40 and government is still detaining civil activists. But of course, Bashir remains defiant, Bongani. He's saying he is going nowhere and the revolution will not happen through WhatsApp messages and he will remain in power. I've had a discussion with some Sudan watchers here in Nigeria and they pointed out that at the moment, Bashir clearly still has the support of the government and, of course, the military, which is obviously propping up. He's been traveling around the Middle East, especially literally with a begging bowl asking for money to prop up the regime. They say that money might be running out. And if the support from the religious leaders, if that also is taken away from the equation, you know, Bashir has some really challenging times ahead in Sudan, Bongani.
Not reading the sign of the times, some might argue, and sticking to the theme of students, Crystal, let's go to Kenya now, where the higher education minister there says, what, close to 80,000 students have defaulted on student loans, and now they're finding means using law enforcement to track them down. I mean, that's a problem we've got here in this country, tracking down student loan defaulters.
Yes, absolutely, Bongani, and in fact, she says, the Minister of Education says, look, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars, which could in turn, of course, support new students because she says, look, the police is going to be called in because they have to find the defaulters because they simply need the money. Students are coming in. They need the support from government. Government is already supporting close to 250,000 of students. It's taking up 53% of the budget, and they need money. So obviously it's quite a familiar story for us in South Africa as well. So actually my traveling partner here during the election is from Kenya, and she's been a beneficiary of the loan system. And she said over the past few years, what's been done is that it's now the onus of the employer to actually deduct that money. And so basically you can't have a job. If you have a job and the employer doesn't deduct, then it also becomes a challenge. But she's been showing me all the WhatsApp groups in response to the minister's announcement. And people are quite angry because they say, look, it will backfire because there's a lot of people that are not employed. So you basically now want to jail someone who can't afford to pay their loan back. But it is imperative. They believe they must pay the money so that other students can also access the funding. And my colleague pointed out that, in fact, a senior professor from the USC was shortlisted for the job of Chief Justice. And they asked him, did he pay his student loan back? And he said no. And, in fact, he was disqualified because he didn't pay back his student loan.
Goodness.
So they are certainly, for public office, there's serious ramifications for not paying your loan back.
Right. Some might argue that's a little draconian, but maybe that's what you need to do to enforce, people not defaulting. But if they're unemployed, what on earth are they supposed to do? That's what's happening in Kenya. All right. That's this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.